You're listening to the Andrea Kaye Show on AM 1170, The Answer.
Oh, George Michael. To find some peace. You know what? I don't think many of us really thought about what an amazing voice he had. You know, he wasn't just a hot looking pop star. Dude was major talented. That's the amazing voice of none other than George Michael. Hey, welcome back to the Andrea Kaye Show. I decided for my last show of 2016, usually each week I do my awards for Hero of the Week and last week's Fool, this week's Tool Award, which is particularly fun. And I decided to wrap up 2016 with my Breakout Stars of the Year awards. And here were my nominees. We're going to do a little a la CMA's AMA award style here. My first nominee was the first woman to run a national presidential campaign and win. She broke the glass ceiling. That was Kellyanne Conway, of course. My second nominee, another gal, she's the first daughter to already be talked about as the first female president before her dad even takes office. Y'all know I'm talking about Ivanka Trump, right? My third nominee is the choice for the right-hand man whose steady hands and poise helped his first man get elected. And, of course, I'm talking about Mike Pence, right? Now, my next to last nominee is the man whose deep voice you've heard on this show a few times, his deep voice of conviction when he's speaking the truth about Islam and how to defeat it before it defeats us is none other than Sebastian Gorka, fairly new face on the scene, but man, talk about a breakout star, right? And then my last nominee for this category is the ladies who came out of nowhere, North Carolina, whose sassy style of stumping for Trump not only propelled them to social media stars, but helping the equally unconventional presidential candidate win. That's my final nominee is none other than the ladies known as Diamond and Silk. And the winner, the award goes to Diamond and Silk. Applause!
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
I mean, that my list of nominees is pretty high end, but I think everybody, as I was reading the list, had to have known that y'all were the winners because, I mean, literally, y'all took this nation and this election by storm, out stumping. How does it feel to be bigger winners than Hillary Clinton?
Honey, it feel amazing.
It feels so amazing. Good.
Like, wow, we did this. We did this.
Yeah.
We all did this. All of us together. All Americans, all of us did this. And I'm so proud about it.
Yeah.
Well, y'all should be proud because you really put yourselves out there. And anytime anybody puts themselves out there in the media eye, particularly somebody like yourselves who were unconventional, you can put yourself in the sights of a lot of hate and a lot of people saying, what are you doing? You've taken to the wrong side. You're not supposed to leave the Democrat Party.
That's right.
What do you say to them now?
Out. Well,
yeah.
You know what we used to say? The more they hate it, the more you hate, the more we gonna educate. And you guess what? Our haters made us greater.
That's right.
Because the more they spew hate, the more we had to educate them and let them know you can no longer continue to vote for a system that keeps handing you crumbs.
That's right.
And you guess what? Some of them people got off of that Democratic plantation and voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are still on that plantation, and a lot of them were running around trying to literally issuing death threats against the electors.
Oh, yeah.
And literally trying to overturn a free and fair election that y'all helped put in the hands of President Trump. Now, what did you think as this was going on? Were y'all getting nervous when it was come time for the Electoral College to vote?
No. No, because even if let's say if they would have dropped out, okay, we're not going to vote for Trump, we're going to switch our vote, it would have went into the House of Representatives and they still would have given it to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So we wasn't nervous about that. We wasn't nervous about him becoming the 45th president. We knew he is going to be the 45th president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we knew that from day one. He's going to be the 45th president.
Yeah, well, you know, I credit you gals so much for it. In fact, I give you far more credit than the Russians, okay, because that was,
no, that's right.
Right? Y'all think you're...
But what it is the left is so embarrassed. They just blame anybody. Okay, now we're going to blame the Russia. First it was the voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that didn't stick. Well, now we're going to blame Russian hacks. Well, now we're going to blame fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they are responsible for fake news because didn't they lie to us and say that Hillary was up in the polls?
Oh, yeah.
She was up in the polls, all right.
Mm-hmm.
They are still.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? They're still playing. What they didn't understand, and you guys were the best representatives for that, is that their game of identity politics, dividing us up, division, 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 telling all the different identity groups, from the women to, you know, the immigrants and to the African Americans, that the Republican Party were the party of haters.
Yeah.
That lost, and they are still doing that. They are still telling us that we're racist.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm a Republican now because we switched our party to Republican. So what I do is let them know I'm not a racist. I'm a realist.
That's right.
I see the reality of what's going on in this country, and we don't like it, and we have to change it.
Now, Michelle Obama, she went on Oprah. And she and Oprah, they had a sit down, and she proceeded to tell Oprah that hope was important. And in fact, now she gets it, because now America knows what hopelessness feels like.
We're not having hope feels like. That's
yeah.
What she said.
But isn't that so sad? See, coming from the woman, the first lady, who can eat whatever she want to eat, who can take a vacation wherever she want to. And when she leave that White House, she's going to always have armed guards be behind her picket fences.
Mm-hmm.
She'll still be able to travel where she want and eat what she want. And you got veterans that can't even do that. So for her to make that statement to imply that Donald Trump is making everybody lose hope, let's go back to what your husband did.
That's right.
We was hoping a lot of things up under him, and it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Donald Trump is in office today.
That's right.
Because of hope. See, he gave us hope when, as soon as he became president-elect, he went down there to Indiana and looked at Carrier. We got to save these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That gave us hope. He told what's his airplane?
Boeing.
He told him, listen, if this plane going to be $4 billion, then you might as well scrap that, because we ain't paying the taxpayers. You're not going to spend. They're not spending all this money. You're not going to mack the taxpayers with your foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
You got what I'm saying? That's looking out for the American people. Tell me one time have Obama went to save a job. He wanted to sign TPP into law.
Mm-hmm.
So what have he done? So if you go talk about something, Michelle Obama go talk about something, she should have been talking about her husband. Because people been depressed for the past 8 years and they tired of it.
That's
In
right.
fact, he's done nothing but foster hopelessness. He sent a delegation of people to Michael Brown's funeral and proceeded to perpetrate the lie that black kids had a target on their backs and were being gunned down in the streets for no reason, and the lie of hands up, don't shoot.
Look at what happened over the weekend in Chicago. Now, Obama's running around, but have you even mentioned anything about the black people or the black men that been shot, or these gang members?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're black, white, Hispanic, I don't know what they are. Who's doing it? All of these people that got shot over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spend your last time at least looking out. Oh, wait a minute, we got to do something about that. But see, they turn a blind eye to that. Oh, yeah, shall we never forget. It is time to put Americans first, and it is time to put America back on track.
That's
and
right.
We're going to get that with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? Trump ain't even going to take a salary. You're right about Michelle Obama and how she has been living large, fat, P-H-A-T. Those people have spent $85 million of taxpayer money on vacations.
Right.
Who is she to be talking about hopeless? This woman don't know what hopeless means.
Right. That's why I was taken back. I did not talk about... We made a video about that because we were taken back about what she said. We wasn't trying to attack her personally because at the end of the day, they're still the president and the first lady, and you still have to respect them until they get on out of office. But what we was against was what she said. Now we know how it feels not to have any hope.
Mm-hmm.
You implied that because Donald Trump is elected, now Americans is walking around here hopeless. When America's been walking around here hopeless up under your husband for the past 8 years.
That's right.
And somebody needed to explain that to her. And that video done had over, 2.3 million
views.
I think she got the message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting into 2017 and why people are hopeful under Trump, you know, he made a lot of promises out on the campaign trail. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is the Andrea Kay Show, and you know, you must recognize those voices. This is Diamond and Silk that I am talking to. He made a lot of promises on the campaign trail that resonated with the American people. He's already started to fulfill some of those when he did save the jobs from Carrier, and he put the word out to Boeing to, you know, come back with a better deal. But, you know, there's a lot of people saying, you know what, look at some of his nominations for the cabinet. It's looking like some indications that he's not necessarily going to do everything he said. What are your expectations from Trump in terms of his ability to actually carry through on everything that he promised?
I think that he is going to do his best to carry through on everything that he promised.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the cabinet members. A lot of them are billionaires and millionaires.
Woo, thank goodness.
I am happy that we have millionaires and billionaires running things. Broke people can't tell you how to get money.
That's right.
They can't show you. Look at how we are $20 trillion in debt. It's unlucky that somebody didn't come and start repossessing stuff at that White House.
Mm-hmm.
People have Peter to pay Paul. So we need people to have business savvy, business sense, that know how to make money running those cabinets.
That's right.
So it gives me hope when I see that. Because if you take and you put poor people over stuff, then everybody going to be looking for handouts. We can't do that anymore.
That's
you
right.
know we can't run our country like that no more.
And at the end of the day, he is a successful businessman.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to make strategic decisions and put people in place that knew how to do certain things to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
All he's
and
doing.
One thing about him now, he said he liked to hire and he liked to fire.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing your job, when he come back to you and it don't look right, then it'll be breaking news.
Yeah.
Donald Trump just fired this cabinet.
You're fired.
That's how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, personal question for you ladies. Of course, we're expecting to see you at the inauguration. You're going, aren't you?
Right. Yes, we will be there.
Okay. What are your New Year's resolutions for 2017? What are your plans for 2017 as well?
We have a lot of plans that we're keeping a little hush-hush. So we'll put it out there. However, you know what? My New Year's resolution is discovering me. And don't give a damn of what people think about it.
That's right.
Discovering who I am, baby. And I don't care who don't like it, so what? I want everybody to live their best life.
Yes.
Live your best life. I don't care who don't like it. Live it.
Yes.
All right. Well, we love you ladies so much. We thank you. America thanks you for your efforts, for putting yourself out there, for your humor, for your sass, for your stumping, for Trump. You have provided so much hope for Americans out there all throughout the year, because when a lot of Americans were down thinking it was looking pretty hopeless because they were listening to the fake news and listening mm-hmm. to the fake polls, we could always turn to you and your videos, and we could hear the wisdom, we could hear the hope, and y'all were right when you predicted that he would be the next president. Thank you so much, ladies, and we look forward to you coming back and sharing with us when you're ready to tell everybody what your plans are.
Yes.
We hope you'll come back. All right.
Love you, Andrea.
Love you, too.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Oh, so much fun. And did I get it right, Elisa, with my breakout stars of the year and DJ Kerry?
Oh, absolutely. Diamond and Silk. I don't know if you remember, I was one of the first people that found them.
Yeah, they were.
They were incredible. I was so impressed with everything they did throughout this whole campaign.
Yeah,
because they were bringing people over from the dark side.
Absolutely.